So, how do we start?
What are we doing with our lives?
Well, like adulting in the Philippines, we do not know how to start this thing, but we are doing it.
That's what adulthood is all about.
Exactly.
You plan something, it fucks you up.
Yeah, so better not plan it at all, right?
Anyways, ako si Darren.
Ako naman si Kesh.
And this is
this thing on the podcast? So yeah, again, this episode, this very first recording that we'll be doing, we don't really know if we're going to publish it or not. But this is pretty much just so that we can, you know, get the hang of talking in front of a mic. We don't know if this will turn out good. It might turn out awful.
But, most likely so, but...
Most likely. But I think we can practice. Okay, so I pulled up my Chrome, my Google, and I Googled random topic generator. So, dito na kasalala yung pag-uusapan natin. And the topic that I got, exactly, so fucking adult. Ay, by the way, we will be cussing a lot in our podcast, so we apologize in advance. Okay, so the random topic that I got for this episode would be, are you ready?
I'm not.
But okay, of course. I will still tell you what the topic is. Random topic episode.
Okay.
So the topic is, how much do you plan for the future?
Oh my God,
so,
Cash.
Daryl, how much do you plan for the future?
Oh my God.
Like, that hit him like a dump truck.
Off guard, because like I thought that this was supposed to be like a comedy.
A fun topic.
Why are you triggering the trauma?
Grabe naman, future trauma agad.
Okay, can you repeat the question? Sige, let's answer the question.
Ito, Miss Universe. Okay, so Daryl, how much do you plan for the future? I believe...
Actually, as an adult in the Philippines.
As an adult, okay.
Parang, nung bata kasi tayo, we were always taught that we should plan. Parang, tinatrain tayo to always plan for the future. And so we did. But eventually, siguro to cut the story short, life just fucks us up. That no matter how hard and how well we plan our future, I'm in that point where, you know, it doesn't make sense to like plan at least for the future
plan for the future
parang yung plan for this weekend, plan for like
short term plans lang muna.
Correct.
Have you ever planned for something before and it didn't turn out?
So yung binabasa mo yung tanong.
Hindi.
Yes, actually,
hindi ako
nagbabasa.
I was actually, I was like just looking at myself because, you know, ganyan tayo pag nag-video call, nakatingin talaga sa mukha natin. Di ba tayo nakatingin sa mukha ng kausap natin?
Oo nga. Ganun nga. Anyway. Anyways, yes. Lahat naman tayo, yes ang sagot.
So ano yun? Ano yung plano
the biggest, yun? Siguro yung biggest plan was to save up for a condo na I really wanted to purchase. Purchase ba yun? Pag ilo-loan mo. Ayan.
I think so.
Mortgage? These adult terms. Loan, mortgage, purchase.
Sabihin mo na lang, hulugan, punyeta.
Hulugan.
Mortgage.
What the fuck? Okay, anyway, so gusto kong bumili ng condo.
Oh, kaso?
Kaso, nagka-pandemya. So parang mas nakapag-save actually ako nung mag-start yung lockdown. Kasi, di ba, work from home, hindi mo kailangan mag-commute. Di ba? So makakapag-save ako lalo. And in fact, nangyari nga yun. So mas naging excited ako. But then, COVID hit home talaga. Parang it hit my family. And, you know, living in the Philippines without proper health insurance and COVID.
True.
And getting COVID talagang will hit your wallets and, you know.
Everything around.
everything around
the wallet.
Sanity.
True.
siguro to cut the story short, I hindi ko alam kung makaka-relate.
Ang hilig mo mag-cut ng story short, no?
Abutin tayo ng bukas pag we will talk about these kinds of traumas. Char. Pero ayun nga, hindi ako nakabili ng condo kasi nga, ang daming nagkasakit, daming may kailangan ng financial support. And syempre, alam naman, hindi ka tumulong.
Panganay ka, no?
Oo, panganay ako. And alam mo yun, expected naman sa atin as Filipinos.
magandang topic din yan after, like, being panganay as an adult.
Correct. Diba? Panganay ka din, diba?
Oo.
Parang nagtatanong na kita kilala. Kunyari, hindi ko alam. Pero
panganay
oo,
panganay ka din, diba?
Ikaw ba? Like, ano yung biggest plan mo na na-cancel?
Madami.
Or meron ka bang pinaplan sa buhay?
Siguro, bago tayo pumunta sa future, magba-backstory. Charing! Oh, backstory.
Ay, okay.
Maganda ka na na, ano, 1 hour. Hindi. Siguro, ano, one of many plans that didn't happen for me. Siguro, kukunin ko na lang yung plan na talagang nag-180 degree shift ako from it. So, nung patapos na ako ng high school, ang plano ko talaga is maging Bible woman.
Oh my God, we're bringing that conversation here.
We're bringing that conversation here.
Okay, okay.
So, plano ko talaga maging Bible woman nun.
Ano ba yung Bible woman?
Ah, okay. So, born again Christian kasi yung, I was brought up as a born again Christian. My family, my parents, my dad's a pastor. Another topic to talk about. But ayun, my father's a pastor, my mom is the female version of a pastor. Kasi sa denomination namin, bawal maging pastor ang babae. So, ang tawag sa kanila, Bible woman. Women. Bible women.
Okay.
So, gusto kong maging Bible woman nun kasi pinalaki ako sa simbahan. So, yun yung kinalakihan ko. Nandun na, like, na-build yung foundation ko, lahat ng interests ko. Basically, my whole life revolved around it. So, during that time, I felt like I was called to the ministry. Which was very, I was very sincere nun ha. Like, mind you.
Okay.
Fuck you ah.
Naku, nagmumura ka na ngayon. Ano ba?
So, ayun na nga. So, yun nga yun. Ayun. So, yun yung plano ko talaga noon. Feeling ko, alam mo yun, that was my destined path before. I couldn't see anything else for me. And that was my passion. Pero my father, actually, my father, arte. Si papa ko, kasi ako yung panganay, going back to that, you know, point. Panganay kasi ako, so I think it also mattered to them na makapagtapos ako ng secular. Secular meaning hindi Bible school.
Okay.
Makapagtapos ako ng secular kasi nga, yun yung magiging useful para sa akin to have a job. A paying job, basically.
Kasi and can't I think be a Bible woman without a job.
Yes. Oh, hindi. Kasi, okay. Ewan ko, that part yun sa iniisip kong mga factors kung bakit gusto ko ng parents kong mag-attend ng college muna. Like, to get a degree, to be able to get a job before going into the ministry. Also, my mom told me, kasi diba my mom was a Bible woman and she told me na, I think she kind of discouraged me in a way. Not, pero low-key lang. Low-key discouragement lang. Hindi yung like outright na huwag mong gagawin yan. Parang, it was more like, kaya mo namang yan gawin after mo magtapos ng college. Kasi it's much easier, parang mas difficult ang life pag wala kang natapos. Ganon. So, you would need a degree to have a good job. Yara, yara, yara. So,
yeah.
They really pushed me towards, you know, going to school first. I mean, going to college first. Pero yun, gusto nga nila akong, pinag-entrance exam ako ng tatay ko dati sa UP. Pero nung nag-upcat ako, hindi ko talaga inakalang, mas lalo ng pagkatapos ko mag-take ng exam ng upcat, hindi ko talaga, like, never would I have imagined na I would have passed. But I did. Feeling ko divine intervention.
God destined you.
Oh yeah, God destined me. Pero ayun, nakapasa ako. So bilang nakapasa ako, tapos yung napasahan ko pang campus ay sa Baguio. Eh di ba taga Baguio din kami. So parang closer to home, less gastos. Mm-hmm. Eh syempre, state university, walang tuition. May tuition, subsidized. So pinush ako na ng parents ko na mag-UP. Ang nangyari, ayun. Ayun, nalihis. Sabi ko, sila nagpilit sa akin eh. De, pero
na malihis, parang di naman. Hindi ka naman nila pinilit malihis. Ang sabi, ang order nila, mag-aral ka. Yun ang
in-order
nila.
Kasi ganito yun. Sabi ko, gusto ko talaga mag-Bible school. As in, pinipilit ko nun mag-Bible school. Tapos ang sabi ng tatay ko, ikaw ang gagawa ng desisyon na yan. Pero,
so?
Sabi ng Bible, okay, dapat i-honor mo yung parents mo. No, no shit. Sinabi talaga ng dad ko yun sa akin. Sabi niya talaga, oh, kailangan i-honor mo ang parents mo. Ang gusto
so,
namin.
At the end of the day, wala the kang day, choice.
Oo, parang
choice mo, but
choice ko, pero
not
ikaw,
really.
Ikaw, sige, suwayin mo kami. Parang ganun yung dating. So parang, okay, edi, fine.
Oo nga.
Ayun, so nag-UP ako, and then, dun na umikot ang, I mean, dun na nag-turn, nag-start mag-turn ang life ko. Na parang, wow, may iba pa palang mundo. Pero again, that's for another topic. So basically, ang point ng sinabi ko, lahat ng sinabi ko, ayun, plinano ko yun, pero ay kung saan ka talaga destined pumunta, dun ka mapupunta. Kahit,
like
kahit,
in hell?
Oo, in hell, char. Hindi, ayun. Happy naman ako. Happy ako sa how it turned out. Like, I literally cannot imagine. Sa lahat ng desisyon na ginawa ko sa buhay, mali o tama. Parang at this point in my life, hindi ko ma-imagine ang buhay ko na if it was a different path that I took from there, like, I went to Bible school. Like, I cannot imagine it. Feeling ko hindi talaga ako doon. Kasi, knowing my characteristics and my personality, ganun-ganun. Pero, yeah.
Pero, yun nga, happy ka naman ngayon.
Ay, oo. Lol.
Or are you really?
Hides depression. Siyempre, sasabihin natin happy tayo, diba? As a very prideful Aquarius. Oo naman. Hindi, pero, no, kidding aside, I think I'm happy. Hindi, I'm happy. I'm happy. Of course, there are ups and downs. Pero I'm happy at where I am at. Tama ba yun? Masaya ako kung nasaan ako ngayon. Ganon. Tagalugin na lang natin, no?
Okay. I'm glad that you are happy.
Oo naman. Isa ka sa ano.
Or are you really?
I am.
Inulit. Okay.
Ulit. Ano to? Hindi ka naniniwala. Hindi, isa ka dun sa mga reason kung bakit nalihis ako. Charing!
Wag mo! Don't drag me into this. Ako hindi ako nagmumula, ha?
Uloy!
It's a church.
isa ka sa mga reasons kung bakit, like, the whole journey was happy. Siyempre, you know, we all need our support group. Isa ka dun sa constant people. Char! Ayun, so my other question is, do you have any plan for your future ngayon? Like, long term or short term? What do you have in store for yourself? God darn.
Siguro, ano, kung sa short term, ang unang pumapasok sa isip ko is to, like, get rid of debt.
Debt?
While
utang?
Yes.
Debt. Lumapit ka kasi sa mic, Mare.
Not death. Debt.
Okay.
Debitor. Oo. Pero in the process, you know, I still get to live like a regular life as much as possible. And
like
by regular,
enjoy mo
parang,
pa rin.
Oo. Like hindi ako nasa stress sa kung paano ko kukunin yung, kunwari, yung pangrenta ko ulit.
Like may security pa rin sa mga needs mo. Baga.
Yeah, yun yung short-term plan. Like I want to get rid of that ASAP. Sa long-term plan, to tell you honestly, and I think alam mo naman na to, nasabi ko na to sa
hindi, sabihin natin sa mga followers natin. Charing!
Ayun na. Transition lines, cash. Transition. Fillers.
Fillers ba? Okay.
Hindi. Na, hindi ako nagpa-plano.
Okay.
Like, kasi we have to, siguro nandun ako sa state na you live each day as is. Mm-mm. So, puro short-term planning. And a lot of adults would say otherwise, pero mukhang yun yung rational thing for me. Hindi ko rin plano na, ay, parang masyadong dark pag dito ko sasabihin.
Sige lang, i-open natin parang yan. Therapy kasi to eh.
Open up this can of worms. Yeah. On this first episode. O yun, parang ano, gusto ko pag umalis tayo dito sa mundong to, eh, it's in accordance to my own terms. So, parang meron akong sinet na expiration date for myself, if you know what I mean.
Ay po, tan dark nga. Baka ma-sensor tayo ng Spotify nyo. Me. Puta, ang diba? Dark.
Diba? Ang dark.
That's pero, a very controversial and brave thing to say. Pero, I respect
yeah,
that.
But I am happy. Yeah, I am happy about that decision. At least for now, diba? I'm not okay. Okay, itaga na natin sa bato. Pero,
oo naman.
Diba? You might as well take control over that aspect of your life. Ayun lang. Ikaw ba?
Ano na ulit?
Siyempre, ang role ko dito ay tagabalik ng question sa'yo kasi hindi ko alam yung topic beforehand. So, the question was, yun, what are your short-term and long-term plans?
Short-term plans? Get back to the gym? LOL! Hindi ko kasi, ano, here's the thing about me. I'm very good at planning, at conceptualizing.
I didn't know that.
But execution, I'm like the fucking worst. Not just execution, finishing it. So there is a very big possibility we start this podcast and we don't
Exhibit
continue
a,
it.
This episode.
Ito na yung last. No. I mean, You know this. I always wanted and planned to do a podcast of my own, and I already have the concept. I have the topics. I have supposedly, you know, the concept. Yun nga. And it was a good one. However, okay. Ayun, nung execution na, nung ano na, medyo hindi ko alam kung katamaran siya. Feeling ko mixture siya ng katamaran at saka nung, yung want to be perfect, for the execution to be perfect. So, you think of all the possible things that it could go wrong and at the end, hindi na siya na-execute. Or like, you stop halfway kasi you don't want to be half-assed. But ayun nga, ang ending, hindi siya nagagawa. So parang I'm now learning to, like you, take things one step at a time. Also, like one thing I've learned in my reading. Reading yung pala, newsfeed lang yung sa Facebook. And then, like, I've seen somewhere, I've read somewhere na the first or the second of whatever you want to start will probably be shitty, you know? Yeah. And you know what? That's okay. That's okay. You can never make the perfect first episode of something, or you always gotta start somewhere at least. But if you're not satisfied with the outcome of, you know, the first time you try it, you have to try again, you know, instead of just stopping there and saying, oh, I'm not good at this. I'm not cut out for this. I'm never gonna do this again. Instead of doing that, you know, you make it better, right? So that's what I'm trying to do now, is to continue this podcast with you. Basically, that's my short-term plan. Well, my long-term plan is to go back to schooling because I never really finished, like, going to college. I'm a college dropout. So, the reason why I am is it's another episode. The reason why I am is a very, very long story, but I still hope when my priorities change, it's gonna open the, you know, opportunity for me to go back to school. That's my long-term plan. Goal, at least. I don't know if it's a plan, because basically, I don't have a plan on how to do that yet.
But it's
a goal. It's a goal. So that's a start. That's a start, I guess. And not closing the door on that goal. Na parang, ay, never, that's never gonna happen anymore. No, I am, I'm trying to not do that. How about, for a change, you come up with another question. Last question for this episode.
In the future, diba, you've mentioned that you have long-term plans, actually, and you have your goals. Imagine na nandun ka na sa goal na yun. Sino yung mga tao around you?
I love that. I actually do that to motivate myself. Well, of course, my children. Whenever I see, ewan ko kung nakikita mo ba yun, may mga posts na they graduate with their children, and I'm like, oh, who knows? Maybe that's gonna be what's gonna happen for me. Na mag-graduate ako alongside my children, and that's okay. No shame in that, right? No shame in that.
Yeah.
My husband, hopefully. He's still around. I mean, if we're still together, well, but he's been very supportive of what I want to do in life or in the future. He's the one also encouraging me, one of the people who are encouraging me to go back. We don't know how yet, but he tells me na I should. So yeah, my husband, you guys, of course, you're first on that list of my friends or there. I hope you're still there. Di ko pa nagsawa sa akin. My parents, I guess, because one of the reasons why I want to reach that goal is for my parents as well. Because my dad had big dreams for me, and I thought before I would be able to reach them right away. Like, at some point, parang pinangarap ko maging presidente ng Pilipinas at feeling ko kaya ko.
I know!
Of course, syempre ngayon hindi na. No. Hell no. No, pero yeah, he had big plans for me, or he had big aspirations for me, and he really believed that up till now, he still believes I can reach them if given the opportunity, if given the chance. So one of the people that I hope would still be around when I do reach that specific goal would be my parents, would be my dad. Kasi if that goal was not for me, it would be for my dad. For my children, not so much anymore. Kasi parang hindi naman relevant sa kanila. And I'm sure they would be very proud of me if I did that for myself, right? Pero more for my dad.
Yeah.
Kasi
yeah.
Isa siya sa mga na-heartbroken nung, ayun nga, nung nag-pivot ang life ko because of, you know,
from religion.
Hindi. Yeah, that one too. No, I mean, nung, remember kasi, diba, the reason why I couldn't continue school anymore, yun nga, nabuntis ako na maaga. And that's another story too. That's another episode too. Basically, ako lang magkukwento dito eh. Hindi. Pero, yun, siya yung isa sa, yun yung isa sa mga reasons kung bakit medyo nasad siya. I mean, medyo, he was sad big time. Kasi, syempre ko, di ba gano'n naman yung, ang mga parents kasi, di ba, parang may chronological, ano, order ng mga gusto nila for their children. And for good reason naman. Pero, ayun, those were one of the things na hindi ko nagawa, yung mga gusto niyang gawin ko. One among many, many things. Pero, ano, he wanted me to become a lawyer. I wanted to become a lawyer, and he wanted that for me too. Pero pagpasok ko ng UP, parang, hell no. Nope. Not with this grade, no. Pero yeah. O, di ba? Ang haba. Ang haba ng chika. Ang daming side chika.
Okay lang yan. Pero, actually, sa episode na to, ang daming ang na-unearthed.
Di ba?
Unearthed agad. Ang dami nating pwedeng i-unearth.
Oo, kasi madami, from, madaming facets ang adulting. Yeah. And we're,
know,
and we're not even in our 30s. Exactly.
Yeah, we're starting an adulting podcast and we're not even on our 30s.
Well, it's but the perfect, anyways, perfect that. Age.
Yeah.
Because we don't know shit yet.
Know,
we still don't know shit at this point.
Our 30 plus listeners would be like,
they're
you
there.
Don't know shit. You poor creature. You in your 20s.
Yeah.
Thinking that life is that hard. No.
Para kasi tayo naghahabol eh. For some reason, alam mo yung hinahabol natin ng youth natin. We're in our late 20s. Yeah. Parang, we want to make the most out of what we can in our 20s now.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Apparently, starting a podcast is one of them. But, but yeah, I mean, why not, right? Nothing's wrong with it. We're just seizing the moment. Oh, we're just, kasi time is something that you can never get back. I mean, money, probably energy too, but yeah, time is something we can never undo or take back. So we're just doing the most out of what we can at this given moment.
Yeah, that's actually true. Kaya parang given everything that, given that we've unearthed like a surface of so many things we could talk about, what can our listeners, if we have any, expect in the next coming episode? At least for you, like, what are the topics?
What can you expect? Expect nothing. We're literally just talking about shit
topics,
here.
Topics.
We will talk about a lot of things. Kasi syempre, we basically cannot make a podcast about something that we don't know anything about. And as much as we have so much to learn pa about life, about adulting, there are some things that we've already dipped our toes into or, you know, up to that, alam mo yun, nasa may balakang na natin na level. We're wading through waters that are still unknown, pero we have an idea na. So, we have a lot of topics. Love life, taxes, which I don't know about. What else? Religion. That's also a big thing here in the Philippines. I think that's one of the topics that we can talk about. At least, if not religion in general, our specific religion that we had past tense. And we were able to experience.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the religion that we have.
Or the lack thereof. What else? Family, friends, friendship.
Our government.
Our government, definitely. Because whether we like it or not, whatever the government does will affect us in a personal way. Kahit sabihin natin. Yeah. Dami nagsasabi dyan na kahit sinong nakaupo, nasa sayo din naman. Well, that's not really, that's not exactly true.
We'll delve deeper into that.
But
yes,
we'll delve deeper into that. But then again, those topics are a lot to digest in, of course, one sitting. And gusto din naman natin na hindi lang to parang mindless rambling. Because ayaw din naman natin sayangin ang oras natin pagre-record. So wala din lang namang kwenta. Also, assuming na magkakaroon tayo ng listener, ayaw naman natin na makikinig din sila sa walang kwenta. So, yeah, that's what they can expect from us.
Actually, we can talk about anything under the sun.
Yeah, we can talk about anything that we'd like.
Because being an adult...
Being an adult is...
Hindi ko tinapos yung sentence.
Hindi mo tinapos.
Lutong yun.
Lutong. So we're actually recording this after our graveyard shifts. So please forgive us if...
Yeah.
If we start sentences and we don't finish them. Please forgive us. But yeah, I think this podcast is something that's gonna be really, I don't know, I don't want to say exciting kasi pwede ding hindi.
Yeah, siguro don't put adjectives for
now. Sige. I won't put
adjectives. This podcast is blank.
This podcast is gonna be fun, at least. I'd like to think about it as just two random friends who decided to record and think that what they have to say is to be heard.
It's relevant.
It's relevant.
It's relevant.
We have had a lot of conversations before. And I think was ang weird naman kung sabihin kong podcast worthy. Maybe, alam mo yung...
topics that we can bring other people into the conversation.
Yeah, that too. I mean...
Gusto ko yung...
Hindi, may mga conversations kasi tayo na alam mo yung pag nag-uusap kayo na something na you didn't even realize until you talk about it.
Correct. And correct. Like, actually, maraming ang ganyan.
Madami tayong ganun eh. And isa sa mga parang thoughts na nare-recall ko whenever we have those kinds of conversations is like, if I heard this conversation from somebody else before when I was, you know, in a different time in my life, this would have helped a lot. So the hope is... The hope is
to become relevant.
To become relevant and to be helpful. Alam yan, to be helpful. Hindi, like seriously, okay, like, right? Okay. If we can help somebody, why not? Altruistic yarn. Right.
Sige, sige. Let's put our hopes onto that level.
Yes. So now for our closing remarks, I would like to request Daryl to lead the closing prayer.
Anyways, we're gonna be ending our first episode. How did that make you feel?
I'm just excited for the next recordings. Or recordings. For the next episodes.
Yeah, so how do we end how are podcasts being ended?
So yeah, that was our first episode. We hope you guys loved it. Ay, pag decision, love agad. Hindi pwedeng like muna. Ayun na nga. So, as I was saying, we hope you guys liked it. If you didn't, madali lamang kami i-approach. Madali kami i-approach.
Feel so bad, but you know, we'll take
like,
it.
We will take constructive criticism. Sana hindi namin na-oversell.
Gusto ko yung ano, may pa-publish pa tayo ng teaser sa Facebook.
Sabi nila, yun na yun.
Sorry guys.
Sorry na kasi. O hindi, pero...
Wait lang, bigyan natin ng context to. Patapos na dapat tayo, kukwento na naman tayo. Bigyan natin ng context kasi nauna tayong mag-record. Oo, like nauna talaga yung recording. Kaya rin ito yung title ng podcast namin kasi like gusto lang namin mag-mic test. Tapos naging episode na pala siya. So, na-excite kami, so nag-publish kami ng mga teasers.
Kumpiyansa sa sarili.
Nung pinakinggan namin yung pilot episode, parang,
natuwa naman kami. Hindi, at first natuwa naman tayo. Pero, alam mo ba, iniisip-isip ko, paano kung nagugustuhan lang namin to dahil narcissist kami? Paano kung pangit to pala siya? Paano pag natatawa tayo sa content natin kasi?
Yung mga listeners.
Kasi tayo lang nakaka-relate.
Mga listeners natin, access alam ng 30 minutes of that. Hanga-nga.
Sabi nila, yun na yun.
Yeah, but that's our first episode, you guys. Ito na yun, promise.
May room pa po kami for improvement. Please give us another chance.
Sige, maglalagay tayo ng Google Form sa show notes.
We accept your feedback.
As long as it's 5 stars. We need the ratings, guys.
Kahit ano na lang, 5 stars, kahit balahurain nyo na lang kami sa actual comment.
Basta 5 stars, kasi si Spotify hindi naman nakakaintindi ng Tagalog.
Pero yun talaga yung iniisip ko, like parang worst case scenario na parang paano pag, ay, okay na to, yes, maganda. Tapos pagdating pala sa kanila, hindi
pala kaya kinakabahan ako.
Flop pala siya.
Ayan, tulad na to, diba? Ayan, i-end natin yung first episode, naka 3 minutes na tayo.
5 pa nga eh.
Kakabigay na excuses. Ito na po. Is this thing on?
Is this thing on? Patayin nyo na yan. off nyo na.
So again, but then again, I would like to reiterate that this is our first episode. Ayun na nga. So, bilang ito yung unang episode.
Rinig. Alam mo. Ang ganda ng
alam mo, ito pa. Nakakainis. So, itong closing spill namin, nire-record namin with a new mic. At apparently yung bagong mic, parang kinukuha niya lahat ng sound. So, like, forgive me, guys.
Let's compose ourselves for like 5 fucking minutes.
I think this could be it. I think this is the energy we would want to close the freaking episode.
Wait lang.
Ito we na are, nga, ano babasahin yun? Ko na yung spell.
wait lang. Okay.
Anyways, at bilang ito yung unang episode namin at kailangan namin ng atensyon, magpa-plug na kami for you guys to follow us on social media para naman happy kami at happy kayo at updated kayo sa mga bagay-bagay. Kaya refer to our show notes and follow us. Inutusan? Refer to our show notes. Tinamad na magbanggit ng username. Hindi siya parang follow us on Facebook at guys, ganun na lang yun. Kasi,
ano bang wala
ito pa,
yun ako? Ano yung show notes?
May isa pa ang backstory. So, ito kasi title ng podcast na to. Na-record na namin yung unang episode. Nagawa na namin yung cover art. Nagawa na namin yung cover art. Tapos,
sampu pala.
Sa alam namin na nalaman na ang dami pala naming kapangalan. Pagkatingin namin sa Spotify, parang shit. Ang dami, is this thing on? Kahit yung Gmail, hindi namin magawa kasi this username is already taken. Kaya guys, Pag ifo-follow nyo kami sa social media, marami kaming iba't ibang username. Kasi iba...
Nakuha
na ng iba. Nakuha na ng ibang podcast na listening. This is the one. So, ayan. Magmamakaawa ako sa inyo to please just refer to the freaking show notes. And that's where you'll get our social media usernames.
Kaya sila, tataka tayo, wala tayong listener. Yung pala kasi hindi nila tayo mahanap.
Tangay na yun. Actually, oh my God. So, isa pang kwento.
Oh, no.
So, di ba nag-publish tayo ng trailer? Tapos, syempre, may mga friends na nagsabi, oh, ano na kasi, parang na-publish na ba sa Spotify kasi parang hindi namin makita. So, andun na yun. Tina-type ko, wala talaga.
Ala, ako din.
Kasi nga, ang daming nga natin. So much for uniqueness and creativity.
Organization po kasi talaga kami.
Oo, pero dahil nasimulan na namin to, ipagpapatuloy na namin to kahit...
Papanindigan na namin.
Kahit yung closing spiel namin ay umabot na ng ilang minuto. Eto na yun. We just really wanted to keep you engaged and excited for our next episodes.
Speaking of next episodes, eto pa, wala pa kami mga topic.
Ah, yeah. Oo nga.
So, ayun, bilang nabanggit nga ni Daryl kanina, if you'd like to follow us on our social media accounts in Instagram and Twitter and Facebook, we would love to hear from you guys. If you have any comments or negative reactions, okay lang din. But yeah, we would love to hear from you guys if you have any suggestions on what we could talk about next in our next episodes. We would definitely love that. Dahil wala din kaming alam kung anong pag-uusapan namin next. Sa totoo lang, parang na-overwhelm ata kami sa dami ng pwedeng pag-usapan. So, hindi namin alam kung saan mag-umpisa. So, we would love to get some ideas from you guys kasi alam namin matataba din ang mga utak ninyo eh. Pero ayun, so...
With that being said, thank you guys and see you next time.
Dapat itaas mo energy mo.
And so, we'll... See you again. See you again.
Hindi naman natin sila makikita.
Oh my God.
Okay lang yon. Ano ba?
Mali. Wait, isa pa. One more take. Ayan. So we'll catch you again next week.
Catch you again.
Rawr. Ganda naman na, di ba? Bakit? Ano yung relevance ng we'll see you again next week? Ganda yun naman. It's like impossible.
Police sila.
Oh my God. Tama na, Kesh. Kailangan natin matapos to. Oh my God. Isa pa.
I'll catch you again. Ano ba dapat?
Alright. So, we'll see you again. Fuck you.
Because you were like, alright.
transition light.
Sorry. Okay. Ito na.
Okay, so ayan. We'll see you again next week. Muli, ako si Daryl.
And ako naman si Kesh.
And this is... Is This Thing On?
The podcast.